The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. But whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? For the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay each according to his conduct. Amen, I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I remember the deeds of the Lord. That was our responsorial psalm. There is an exercise sometimes when you're on retreat, they ask you to do it. And basically the exercise is like you draw a horizontal line starting with your year of birth till your current time. And they ask you to remember some of the moments, you know, that stand out during your lifetime up to this point. And then they'll ask you to reflect on where was God in those times. And you can have like symbols like a smiling face or a sad face or a face with tears or a really joyful face to kind of denote what kind of experience was it. Maybe it was, you know, the birth of your child. Maybe it's your wedding day. Maybe when you found out you had cancer or your loved one, someone you love had cancer. But it's not only remembering those dates, but how did you experience God at those times? In the first reading, Moses tells the people, remind them what God has done for them. And the reason he says he wanted them to remember is so they can get to know there is no God like their God. There's no God who is with us, not just in heaven waiting for us, but he's with us on this earth as he was with them as they journeyed in the desert. A God who freed them from Egypt, from slavery to the Egyptians. A God who got them to cross the Red Sea without being hurt. A God who gave them this new land. We have the same experiences in our lives, but a lot of times I think we don't take the time to see where was God in that? What did I learn about God in those times? Jesus asks us, you know, if we want to follow him, we have to be willing to deny ourselves. How do we deny ourselves? One way is by giving our time and talent in serving God, in building God's kingdom, in serving others. Today we have gotten a commission, someone from our parish who had volunteered to become a minister of Eucharist to the sick and the homebound. That's a part of denying ourselves, giving some of our time and talent for the sake of others. There is a lot of ways sometimes God calls us to deny ourselves. Today is the Feast of St. Clare. Well, God called her at age 18. She was impressed by St. Francis. She was, you know, lived at the same town, Assisi. And she heard them preach, and she decided to want to follow him. She was a rich, you know, young woman, belonged to a noble family. She left everything behind and secretly one night fled from her home and went to St. Francis and his friars to become a sister. She gave up all her, you know, wealth, her reputation, the love of her family, who obviously were not happy with that, to follow Jesus, to deny herself so she can do the work of Christ. God calls each one of us to service. And that's how these days we serve God. What's God calling you to? But unless we remember where God has been in our lives and how grateful we are for the many blessings he has given us, it's hard of us to give of ourselves to back back to God. So maybe today, take that time and sit down and, you know, go through that exercise. See where God was and is in your life, the ups and the downs, and give thanks to Him, for He is God and there is no other.